Warren Wright is a bloke who's walking around Australia at the moment to raise money for Beyond Blue, who do such fantastic work, as we know, with mental health and awareness and those sorts of things. He's started from Tamworth in New South Wales. He's in Tasmania at the moment. He's arrived on the Spirit of Tasmania last night. He's walked from Devonport to Port Sorell today. It's only early days in his Round Australia walk, but he joins me now. Good afternoon, Warren.
Oh, good day, Martin.
Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. And a big walk today from Devonport to Port Sorell, but beautiful conditions for it. You're calling it Bluey's Walk, and your trailer that you push around in front of you with all your gear in it is actually called Bluey.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you've got blue hair too.
Correct.
So people won't miss you on the road, will they?
Oh, no. But I've got a hat on, but you can't recognize... You can't forget Bluey at the front, all in blue, so that's our blue theme.
Yeah, so what's prompted you to do this thing, Warren? Most people we find that do charity work, they've either had someone close to them experience something or they've experienced it themselves. So what's prompted you to do this?
Well, it's both, actually, because I go from mental depression, anxiety. I've been having it for a while, and I know other people have gone through it, and I just, the only way for me to do something, I had to do something because it was dragging me down, so I decided to go for a walk. And last year I did Tamworth to Adelaide and back, and I just felt, I was going back down again during COVID, and I said, oh, bugger this, I'm going to go walk around Australia because there's more people I can help out than just one area. So that's where it comes from.
Okay, and you've only been doing it for a little while, a few weeks or a few months maybe, but it's obviously a long way, and it's going to take you 3 years to do it.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, wow. How many kilometres is it, Warren?
Well, I'm doing 40,000 kilometres. I've done 2.520 at the moment after the Spirit of Tasmania.
Okay, so I think you're going to continue walking around Tasmania and you'll come back to Devonport where you started. So how long will it take you to just go around Tassie?
I'm looking at 3 or 4 months because I'm going to do a bit of fruit picking too at the same time to financial myself too a little bit.
Okay.
And help out.
What's the response been like so far since you started this walk? I believe you've been to about 50 different places in New South Wales and Victoria already.
Yeah, that's correct. I've been having a lot of responses, but 2 days here in Tasmania, I have been getting so much response, and I just can't believe it.
That's terrific, isn't it? So what you're asking for, you're not necessarily collecting donations yourself. You want people to donate to Beyond Blue on your behalf. Is that how it's going to work?
No, do it on my website, because then Beyond Blue, it'll still go to Beyond Blue anyway.
Yep.
But if people just want to... if people want to know if they want to help, or they can contact me on my website, Wasm Bluey 2, Walk Around Australia for Beyond Blue.
Okay.
Because I don't mind talking to people, and because I'm getting that on the side of the roads anyway, so yeah.
So Wasm and Bluey's Walk Around Australia for Beyond Blue.
Yeah, Bluey 2, it's on Facebook.
Right. So 3 years, 40,000 kilometres. How many pairs of shoes is that going to be, Warren?
Well, that's a big question. I'm on the 4 pair now.
Are you really? 4 pairs already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And have you been to Tasmania before?
No, I'm loving it. I'm just absolutely loving it.
Yeah, we'll see if you say that after you've done a couple of the hills on the West Coast. But
I've already done some hills today, I guarantee you all that one.
Yeah. Not as bad as some of the ones on the West Coast. You've got a target of $50,000 to raise for Beyond Blue, and you're already well on the way. You've raised over $5,000 already. I think you'll go well over the 50 at that rate.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, so what are you when you leave Tasmania? You finish your lap of Tasmania. Where do you go next from there?
Well, I'll catch the Spirit of Tasmania back up to Melbourne. I'm going towards South Australia.
Okay.
Send the Malabar planes up to Perth or up that way. I'll probably, because the one lap around Australia is only about 16,000 to 18,000, I'll have to make some other routes, but I'll work it out because due to the COVID restrictions.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I mean, how have you gone with border closures and things like that? I guess you've had to plan around those sorts of things, haven't you?
Yeah, I had to. That was a big thing. I was meant to be in South Australia now, but seeing that's been mucking around, going through South Australia to WA, so I thought, no bugger, I'll go to Tassie, and that's something I haven't regret.
Okay.
So it was good.
Well, we're glad you're here, Warren. Enjoy the rest of your walk, and if people want to help, they can go to your Facebook page or website, was it?
Wazza and Bully too walk around Australia for Beyond Health, Beyond Blue for mental health awareness.
Yeah, is it a Facebook page or a website?
Yeah, mate, it's a Facebook page.
Facebook page, yeah, that's where everyone seems to go these days. Look, good luck with it, Warren, and I hope you raise heaps more than you're hoping for. I reckon already you're $5,000 into 50 already. I think you'll go way past it, but well done on the idea.
Yeah, and tomorrow I head to Frankfurt. I was going to go to Beaconsfield, but it's going to be too far, so I'll go to Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, then we'll go to Beaconsfield the next day. Okay. So I'll be on my way.
Well, a lot of people from this area use the Frankfurt Highway. So if you see Warren on the road tomorrow, give him a toot and give him a wave. Encourage him to keep going. And if you can help, have a look at his Facebook page and make a donation. Warren, thanks for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it, mate. Well done.
Thanks, Martin, for having let me be on your show.